This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Hope you've had a whole almost 24 hours to calm down, right? Like I've had. But then I see all these other, I jumped right into it, didn't I? Yeah. Welcome to the Real Side. Well, you know what? I'm going out of my mind with this stuff. I have questions for you this evening. You're listening to the Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there on the website. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, do head up there. Really, I want you involved in the conversation. You need to be. And we're live up on Facebook. We have Facebook feeds going on. If you do head over to the website, give me your email address, will you? It's a little box up there. I don't send you something every day. I don't send you junk every day. Okay? I want your opinion. I want to know what you think about what's going on, that kind of stuff. So, I gotta call out, A, my Christian friends, and my Catholic friends. And I don't have a problem calling out my Catholic friends. I grew up Catholic. I loved my Catholic upbringing. I don't care what some of you think about Catholicism or don't bring up the priest garbage. I'm done with all that. Okay, that was all yesterday's news. And when I saw what went through WikiLeaks today, it's something I've been saying for all along. And not all Dems. I have family members that are Dems. So these whether you guys believe it or not, these stories are kind of hard for me at times. Because I know that my family doesn't fit into this mold. Or the majority of my family. And the majority of my family are Democrats. I have friends that are Democrats who don't fit into this mold. It's like the union management, the upper echelon. Hillary, her team, people at the top. They make fun of you believers. They make fun of you guys who believe in God. Who do more than just go to church on Sunday because it looks nice. It looks like the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? And you guys that keep on entertaining, keep voting Democrat, and you have a religious conviction, you're right out of the chute tonight. Sorry. Deal with it. Usually I like to roll up on things. Right? And then you complain. If you're a Dem and you're voting for these people and then you complain about your religious liberties being taken away, I got news for you. It isn't a Republican. It's a Democratic Party. And when you look at the emails that have been going back and forth, when you look at how they think about you, what they think about you, and especially as Catholics, they were ripping up Catholics in those emails. And you've only voted, Catholics as a whole, have only voted for Republican president three times. Nixon and Reagan. Twice for Reagan, once for Nixon. Because we're so bad. Because we're so terrible. Because we want to squelch your rights as a Catholic. As Christians or whatever. Yeah. I'm irritated because I'm reading through some of these wiki, and there's my challenge for you tonight too, over the next couple of days. Why don't some of you guys grab some WikiLeaks emails? And I already got some here. I'm kind of storing up to do later on in the week as they come through. And I want you to send them to me with your commentary on them. Right? I want you to tell me what you think about it. Look at the commentary. Tell me what you think about them. You know, they were saying things on some of these emails, the emails that were going back and forth, when it comes to Catholicism or Catholics. Right? They don't understand how Republicans or Catholic can be a Republican. They don't understand how some Republicans can baptize their children Catholic and still go to church. You know, I'm tripping over myself. I'm sorry. And mostly because I'm so irritated about it. Because that's what I've been saying forever. I wish you Christian/Catholic people would do your homework and not do the broad brush blanket garbage that God is in control and he'll take care of this and it doesn't matter who you vote for. God gave you government. He gave you a gift of government. He didn't want to give it to you, mind you. Man, do your own homework. I'm not giving you everything. But God gave you the gift of a government so that you could govern yourselves. And you don't care who you vote for. You don't pay attention. You vote party. Because you believe all the garbage and the advertising. You know, I'm in a tightly knit community. I'm watching the garbage ads come. You know what? Yeah, tonight's my night for it, people. Sorry. The only thing coming down from the Dems is lies and nasties. They got nothing to sell. President Obama himself said, when you ain't got nothing to sell, when you got nothing good about yourself, you lie on the other guy. You tell bad stuff about the other guy. So your own Lord and Savior on the left. So when I see stuff coming from Dems and you're not telling me what you're doing in detail, because you know, you want Trump's detail, I want your detail. It works both ways, right? I want your detail. I want you to tell me line by line how you're going to do something. I do not want you to tell me how a Republican hates women because he's against abortion. Right? That's just a joke. Has absolutely no water. General Paul Vallely joins me after the break, and we're going to talk about our friends in the Middle East because it'll be a very short segment. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years
at less than 2 cents per gallon.
Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communications. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And just for you, Dad, because you tell me I go too fast, it's 855. Got to get that pencil out. 732-5563. If you want to email me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Live Facebook feed, I guess you can go up there and talk amongst yourselves, listen to what I'm saying, and respond to me there, too, as well. I don't have this guest on enough. Used to have him on a lot. Something went wrong in my head, and I've got to have him on a lot more often. Retired General Paul Valley is on with me, and General, thanks for being with me tonight. Always enjoy when you're with me.
Thank you, Joe.
You know,
always a pleasure.
You are the one. You've called a lot of what's going on in my show over the years, and I'm looking at what's happening here. And one of the reasons I decided to reach out to you is we are so distracted. I know this, and I'm not belittling it, but we're so distracted by this presidential race that we really, truly aren't paying attention to what's going on in the Middle East. And I am sure that there's a lot more happening there than we're being told. When you've got Russians rolling out missile launchers and that kind of stuff, I know we're in a world of hurt. First give me the overview, and then we'll get into the minutia of what's happening there.
Well, we're so closed in America now, so absorbed by American politics. It's just amazing that the media has taken over our minds with American politics. You find this in no other country in the world is so fixated on politics as America. And we've got to get by that. We've got to start dealing with the real world of what's going on. And we've got to start educating the public. You know, I've had to go to BBC, even Russian television, RTTV, to get information on what's going on in Aleppo and Yemen and the Middle East and Europe. We just don't cover international information, which has a big impact upon our financial markets, our social travel, understanding militarily the threats that are developing outside the country, and other people are watching it very closely. So that's the problem we have. We're almost blinded by these American politics. So I'll be very happy when the election's over and we can move on to a new president. And
well, yeah. You're in it, okay? You get to talk to people that I'll never see, talk to, or even know who they are. And you're seeing this stuff and hearing about this stuff on a daily basis. I just got to ask you the obvious question. Who's better for us, Hillary or Trump, when it comes to...
Trump.
I figured as much. I knew you were going to go there.
Well, no.
I agree with you. Yeah, go ahead.
We have to go with Trump because Hillary will never change America. She'll fall in line and be worse than Obama. She's clueless. She's never... As she lies and deceives the American people, she's never achieved success in anything she's done, anything, other than maybe the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, I really have taken myself out of the looking through a political prism. I've had a epiphany, so to speak, and I only look through the reality prism now, what's going on, you know, within our own country as well as overseas. And when you take the political prism away, you look at the world altogether different. And when you travel overseas and look back, when you look at how the other French 24, which I've done, radio station out of Paris, when you look at, as I said, even RTTV, BBC, you get a whole different perspective of how the world looks back at America. And that's how we need to embolden ourselves to be more introspective and also be able to look at what we need to do to secure America. And only Trump can do that. Hillary will never do it.
You know,
she's too corrupt.
Oh, I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. Look, you've got some people out there that are putting out all kinds of information that we're coming up on a nuclear war with Russia. And I don't buy that. I think they're smarter than
no,
that.
No. That's completely... a sidebar to distract people. And the other interesting thing is that everything goes on now, cyber terrorism, hacking, all that, the blame automatically goes to Russia. And there's absolutely no proof of that.
Well, you know why they're doing that. You know why they're trying to make Russia look like the bad guy all the way around.
It's called a diversion.
Yeah, they're looking to for us to believe that Russia's the big bad, the big bad bear, if you would, or the big bad animal. And if we can keep looking at them and look how they're trying to start wars, look what they're rolling out, look what they're doing over there, and they're trying to manipulate our presidential race. I mean, that's the other big one. I think it's hilarious.
It's absolutely a falsehood, Joe. That's not occurring. You know, I met with the Russians in Paris last year. And last week, I had a briefing at the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C. That way, the reason I do that, and the same reason General Flynn does, who's former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, he and I both realize nothing's going to be solved in Europe or the Middle East without working with the Russians, just like we had to do in World War II. and how Reagan had to deal with Gorbachev and the Cold War. That's the reality, Joe.
Yeah, I think Putin has been. You and I talked about this months ago. You know, he's trying to build his power base out there, like you and I talked about. Our allies went running to him at one point in time, looking for help and support and what have you. Knew that he would do it. You know, Putin would not worry about when it comes to blowing up oil trucks or ISIS oil trucks. He wouldn't worry about whether the drivers were civilians or, you know, ISIS soldiers. You know what I'm saying? That's what made us weak, or that's what makes us weak. Don't you think that's really a big part of why they're not reaching out to us anymore?
Well, the Russians actually are reaching out to us, but we don't reach back. The only thing we have is Senator Kerry, meeting with Lazarov, and it never goes anywhere. Kerry is so dumb and ill-equipped for his job that he doesn't know how to negotiate anything with the Russians. He really doesn't. There's no success there anywhere. And that's the ineptness. And that's why our diplomats today are not prepared for the world, as they're not prepared for war, because none of the politicians, for the most part, understand tactics, strategy, how to win a war. So, therefore, we're at a stalemate in this country. We have been for years.
Yeah, I agree with you. I look at part of what bothers me is two things. We don't have as many veterans, real veterans in Congress and or the Senate anymore like we used to have. And we don't have them in our homes anymore. You know, I grew up with World War II vets, Korean War vets, that kind of thing in my home. So we got to hear the strife of others. We got to hear what was going on. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to stay on this theme, on this line of thinking, is how much the Middle East, how much Europe, and what's going on there affects us here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. Give me your email address. I'll send you an email once a week. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And again, I want to thank you. I don't know who said, you know, and you got to catch it when we first come back, but this whole shelf is going to fill up here. Somebody sent me a stuffed Democrat and a stuffed Republican, you know, the donkey, which I lovingly refer to as the jackass up here. Some of you think it's me, but it's actually the donkey we've got over there, and the elephant. So I'll put them up. If you send them, I'll put them up. I don't have a problem with that. It's got to be clean. It's going to be good and clean and nice and all that. Anyway, I've got retired General Paul Vallely on the line with me. I always enjoy when he's a guest on the show. I appreciate his time with me. And, I consider him, he's open. Think about this. He's open. He's honest. He's transparent. We're not used to that. Anyway, General, thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, so let's get back to it. You know, when it comes to what's, again,
Joe, before we go on, may I say, everybody go to our website, standupamericaus.org, and everything that I'm saying tonight basically is posted on our website, standupamericaus.org, and people can also get our newsletter because we're probably the most up-to-date intelligence service in the country right now.
Yeah, probably more up-to-date than what what Hillary's getting or reading anyway.
Give a little advertisement there. Go ahead.
We're gonna blast it all over our stuff anyhow here shortly. But again, I want to come back to, we were talking about the Russians, we were talking about what was going on over there and how they're trying to flex their muscle. And, it's not the Russians we should be worried about, right? It's because the Russian issue is an economic issue. The real scare, the real problem is the Iranian and North Korean use of nuclear weapons, right?
Well, there's four countries now which are flexing their muscles and filling vacuums around the world that the United States, because of its policies and strategy, have created a vacuum. And those four countries are Iran, North Korea, China, and Russia. The real threat of a nuclear attack or an EMP attack on the United States, and that's an electromagnetic pulse nuclear, low nuclear yield attack, basically freezes our grid system. And that's what the Iranians and North Koreans and the Chinese have developed, and they're capable almost now of doing that. We know now that Iran does have a nuclear capability, China has a nuclear capability, and North Korea has a nuclear capability. And they're rehearsing launches The first target will be the western United States.
Wow. You know, and we're not ready for an EMP attack at all, are we? We've known that this is possible for years, and we've done absolutely nothing to protect ourselves, right?
Our grid system is so vulnerable. There have been steps taken in some regard to lead shield certain things, but you'll know in California, it wouldn't take much for the electricity to go out.
No,
basically, you're right. Stops everything.
Yep. No, you're right, because you know, we got caught. We got caught. They didn't even catch the people were doing it. But there are several places near the desert that generate electricity for the state here, and a few of them actually had some of the transformers shot out. And I don't mean the little things you see in the telephone poles. I'm talking about these big, humongous things that were shot at, blown up, kept from working, and in some cases. It took us weeks to get replacements, and I'll bet you you're smart enough to know where the replacements came from. Do you know?
Well, it's clear to understand. These are not conspiracy theories anymore. These are things that are really happening in the outside world that we could get from good intelligence sources. There's not a nuclear test or a launch in North Korea where there's not Iranian observers. And so the Iranians take that technology back, and then that strengthens their nuclear program. A lot depends on understanding energy. We do know the Russians' plans for Syria is to build two pipelines, actually. The first one from Russia through Turkey, and then the second one is from the oil fields of northern Iraq and northern Syria, across Syria, to the port cities of Tartus on the Mediterranean Sea and Latakia on the Mediterranean Sea, which happens to be the base of operations commanded by a two-star Russian general now based out of the Latakia airfield. So those operations are running strong. The funding has been set up by Qatar. As some would say, Qatar.
Wow.
And that's what's happening over there. And as soon as they're ready, they're not beholden to Assad. He'll be moved out. And somehow or another, there'll be some kind of an agreement between the Iranians, the Turks, and the Russians.
Wow.
Now, how many people in government have put that together and explained that to the American people?
Well, you know, don't you, come on, let's, this is just you and me, right? Don't you think that a lot of this information has been handed to El Presidente, and he's looked at it and doesn't want it to get up because he'd look, this whole administration, including Clinton, would look as total failures, like they were just totally sleeping on this job. You look at Mr. Clinton is the one that got into the nuclear agreement with North Korea. How's that working out for us? And then you have somebody who, Mr.
How's
Obama.
The reset button with Russia working out?
Yeah,
that's what Trump should have hit her very hard on the other side of the reset button.
I agree with you, but we also need to talk. You know, here's Iran, who's not supposed to be doing anything that they're doing right now. We're still giving them money. We're still allowing them to move forward. And my understanding is they've taken shots at our planes, taken shots at our boats. How long can we let this go on? Or have there been war games that have always been played and we just didn't know about it?
Until we get a new president. Until we get a new president.
You hope. If we get the wrong one. But look, if we get the wrong president, this isn't going to change.
No, it's going to go south even further. And many of us, I was just in Washington, D.C. for briefings last week, and I can tell you, when Trump gets in, there'll be a major change in the strategy, the defense strategy, recalling generals and admirals who understand how to win wars and save America. There'll be major changes in the intelligence. There'll be major changes throughout the executive branch. And Donald Trump travels with two generals every day.
Wow.
Every day
I was not aware of that.
Generals briefing him what's going on. Yep.
That's interesting.
General Flynn is one of them.
And she probably doesn't even care.
You'll see General Flynn by his side.
But let me, yeah, I know. I feel bad. If she gets in, I feel bad for all these people. that if true Americans, true patriots that work around here want to see the military go in a different direction, they're all screwed as far as I'm concerned. If he gets in, you know, everybody talks about, let's just have a little fun with this, if you would. Everybody says, oh, my God, I don't want Mr. Trump near the nuclear button. You just don't roll out of bed and go, oh, I teed off at Russia, and you hit the red staples button, and all of a sudden we nuke them. It doesn't work that way, right?
No, it doesn't work that way. And again, he'll bring in, he's already looked at a number of general officers and admirals. He's also looked at the new Supreme Court appointees, and they're really doing their homework in the Trump campaign. Clinton is so inept, I can say, as her husband is. And basically, they'll be worse than Obama. So we cannot afford to have Hillary Clinton become the president of the United States.
You know, from the information you're getting, you know, and again, I look at what's going on in Syria. I look at what, we're hearing that Russia is fighting ISIS, but not really. We're hearing from, you know, our side that we're fighting ISIS, and we're actually fighting Russia, too, because Russia's working with the rebel. It just, give me the scoop. What is really happening in Syria between Russia, Syria, and the U.S. and ISIS?
Well, it's all focused around the second largest city, which is Aleppo, which, you know, I went into with 400 men at 73 years old and 20.
You're amazing.
you can see that on YouTube, by the way. And my liaison team, we get updates each day from Syria. I can only tell you we're putting together a different plan for reunifying Syria now, which I can't talk about too much in detail, other than it's taken me and my team to put together an off-ramp and an optional plan that will work for Syria. And the Russians like it, I can tell you.
I need to hold your thought for a minute, because we believe in capitalism here, and I need to make some money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Got to put up with the commercials, people, unless you want to send me checks, so we don't need to. We'll be right back.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Back. This is the real side of GSN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. GSN. Who the heck is GSN? GCN. The Genesis Communication Network, and I want to thank them for all they do to get the show out there to you. And you need to do some work, too, okay? You need to go. If you're listening on your smartphone and you'd rather listen on the radio, you need to find a local radio station, call them and ask them why they're not taking the show. And then when they tell you, I don't know, you want to go ahead and send me an email, joe@therealside.com, and we'll get them lit up. We'll get them willing to carry show. You've already done that for me. We've brought on two stations because of your phone calls. So I do appreciate the work that you, my listeners, do. I also want you to grab a couple of emails this week off of WikiLeaks. Take a few minutes. Do a little bit. Here's your homework for the show. I want you to mark them up for me. I want you to tell me what you catch on these emails. Because, you know, we in these roles as hosts, we're looking for certain things. We're looking to go get somebody on something. But what I want you to do is do it yourself and bring it on to me. Anyhow, I want to thank you for being with me tonight. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me here on the show. And I tell you what, I'm not that swift because I'd love to have him on more often. I just keep not reaching out to him. And he's a busy man. I mean, I'm not going to tell you his age. He can if he wants to. I couldn't travel a third as much as he does for this country and to protect us. General, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you, Joe.
I love your, you know what, I won't make you do the math, but you were 73 and you led how many men in this area?
400 men. I went inside Syria twice.
I can't believe I know guys that are 73 years old, they don't want to lead, you know, they don't want to lead five Boy Scouts into a donut store. It's just not really a good thing for them.
Well, not bragging at 73, and you can see it on YouTube, by the way, viewers, they go to Paul Vallely and type in Syrian Opposition Liaison Group. Yeah. They can see my treks inside Syria to Aleppo. back.
Let's get back on the Syrian thing right now. And we were talking about the economics between Syria and Russia and what's going on there. And Russia's not the one that we need to worry about when it comes to the nuclear fallout and nuclear war with. It's really the wonderful job that Clinton did with the North Korean agreement for nuclear and the wonderful job that Obama did with the Iranian nuclear pact.
Well, it's worked out very well. It's given them everything they've wanted.
and we won't do anything, even when they cross the line, we do absolutely nothing, but we should have known that forever.
Right.
But the Russians aren't looking. The Russians would be stupid to look for an all-out war. That's not what they're looking for.
They don't want that. They want economic development. They want the rubles. They want the euros. They want the dollars. The oligarchs are doing fine. They have their own agenda, and they're pursuing it with strong leadership. And we're going south with our leadership, so figure it out.
Yeah.
Which do you want? Do you want to go south, or do you want to go back north again with positive effects on America and American people? Right. Protect our borders, strong trade agreements, and a strong military to protect us, and to have people in government that are effective, and get rid of all of these establishment politicians. And the Republicans certainly have their share of them, as you well know.
Mm-hmm. You know, General, a lot of questions coming through tonight. I'm trying to pull them all together. And two of the common threads. One is, will our soldiers, you know, you and I have talked about this before, but we just need to refresh a little bit. Will our soldiers turn against us? You know, there's conspiracies out there, all kinds of stuff, where at one point in time, you know, we have these so-called FEMA camps all over the country, and that is to intern our citizens when they start to turn against the government, and people think that the soldiers will turn against us. I have a hard time in my heart of hearts of believing that. Am I just an idiot, or do you believe that would happen?
Well, I discussed that very seriously with a whole group of retired generals and admirals. And a few years ago, Joe, we would have agreed with you. Today, they've been so what we call social engineered, that we're not sure about the officers. We're not sure about the enlisted. I would say the Marines, Special Ops Forces will be there. But we have social engineered the military so much, they're not what they used to be. That's why a new president will turn things around and put the right leadership in the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines. But we've got to totally restore our military. That's how bad it is.
Well, you say a new president. No, no. Trump, as a new president, would do that. Hillary would make it worse. She'd make us even weaker.
Yes.
She? Yeah.
Yeah, she hates the military.
Yeah.
Obama hates the military. They really do. It's all phony when they have their picture ops with them. But inside the military, many of them will tell you much differently, as the Secret Service will.
Oh, I've had Secret Service agents on the show, and they're all in agreement. Every one of them say the same thing, that the Clintons hate, the Obama hated, right down the line. And I don't get it. I don't understand it, because look who's protecting them. Look who's going to protect their butt when the crap hits the fan big time. What's happened, I love how Obama said, Trump thinks he's going to come in and fire all these generals and fire all these people. You don't do that in the military. Well, in essence, he did it, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he's plundered it. No, that's not the approach. What Trump, and I was just with Trump last week, with about 200 warriors, generals, admirals, colonels, people, Medal of Honor. We were all in Washington together last Monday. But it's very clear that he'll put the soldiers and the right officers in charge to determine the destiny of our military, rather than politicians deciding it, and do away with all these special interests and this big hegemony of defense contractors who decide in many ways what jets we're going to have, what tanks, what guns, based on big contracts, rather than asking the soldiers of what they need and building it from the bottom up. Whole new strategy, whole new way of thinking.
Well, you and
the
I,
way it used to be.
You and I have had this discussion quite often on the shows, and that is, you know, everybody gets nervous about or mad about cutting the military budget, but you've said we can cut quite a bit of garbage out of the military budget, but if we do it the right way. So we shouldn't be concerned with cutting the money. We should be concerned with how we're cutting the money, correct?
Yes, and we all agreed last week that we want Alan West to be the Secretary of Defense.
I'm in. Well, how do I vote for that? I agree with you. How do I vote for that?
Yeah, he understands the military, understands what needs to be done, and he's got a great plan for it. And I was with Alan last week, and he's outlined his plan for the restructuring of our military, and it's a very sound one, a very wise one. So watch for Alan West.
Yeah, we've got you, but all the rebuilding and the turning around, it's going to take a little while to fix this and to make ourselves, you know, strong again. When you've got Iranian ships, you know, shooting at us, when you've got the Russians bucking up next to us, the Turkish, you know, bucking up next to us in the air, in ships, I don't know. You once told me that that's not common, but it's also not uncommon. It's kind of a flex of muscle from time to time. Is it happening more now, or are we just hearing about it more?
Well, it's happening more now because they know we're weak. But you see, with leadership, that can change in 24 hours.
Okay.
In other words, the new general in charge or the new admiral in charge of the military can issue orders immediately that will get rid of all this political correctness, all this social engineering. That can be done very quickly just by orders.
Wow.
That go down through the ranks. And the fact is, if any Iranian threatens any of our ships, they will be taken under fire immediately. You see, you put that word out,
yeah.
Guess what? The enemy backs down very quickly.
I agree with you. We see
and all those speedboats you saw out there.
Yep.
I'd blow each one of them out of the water in the first 24 hours if they approached any of our ships. How you have to deal with our enemies.
I agree with you. And I joke sometimes and I say we should have the mafia running it because, you know, they take care of stuff hard and fast. They're done. They don't have time to fool around. But, you know, again.
We have warriors that can do that, Joe.
I know we do.
We have captains, majors, colonels, commanders that can do that if they have the right leadership.
Well,
they'll bust the chops of all of those.
They should. And
enemies out there.
And this whole thing with you know, we're running out of time, but I'd love to see. I want to have you back. I want to know what the whole thing, the male female thing going on in services, what kind of effect it's having.
Sure.
It was just
we'll
so many things.
That next
yeah.
Time.
There's so many things I want to get from you, but right now, before we run out of time,
sure.
Tell people how they can support you in your endeavor, where your website is at, what they need to do to help you help us win.
Well, go to standupamericaus.org, sign up, join, help us out. We're doing good things. Sign up for our newsletter that you'll find the most intriguing newsletter out there in America today, support what we're doing.
Because
yeah. We are standing up for America.
No, I know you are. And you've been, I've known you for a few years now. You just don't stop. Nothing seems to slow you down.
Well, I'm going to be 77, Joe, in November. What do you think?
Sweet Jesus. I don't wish. I'm going to make sure I have the same energy level and the fight left in me that you have because we're going to need it. It's not going to stop after this next president, you know?
That's right.
You know?
Well, I did the treadmill today, I lifted weights, and I swam today.
Good for you. I mean that sincerely, really. Good for you. Hey, we got to get rolling. Thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and have spent with me, and I'll have you back on soon, I promise. General Paul Valley.
Bye-bye.
Major General Paul, retired General Paul Valley, who joins us. Used to join me more often. My fault, not his. I am going to bring him back more. We've got to keep, you know what? You got to keep an eye out. You got to be vigilant. You've got to fight back. You've got to push back. Don't let this stuff, and it starts at a local level. I know we've had this conversation before. Get off your butts and fight back at a local level. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Kroger employee that refused a service to a cop, right, just because he was in uniform. And our mad black man from Baltimore will join us later on in the hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.